fresh bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing.
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So we've got another lesson in the pronunciation series.
That's right. Last time we were talking about this word intonation.
Yes.
Tone, the right tone to use when you're speaking. Now today we're going to talk about intonation in questions.
So remember, guys, that intonation is found within a sentence when you are speaking. It's not in a word.
Right, exactly. And of course, using proper intonation will help you sound more like a native speaker.
Mm-hmm,
and you know, help others to understand you better.
Right, so today we're going to take a look at when and how you can use intonation.
Okay, so let's start with statements versus questions.
All right, so statements and questions have different intonation patterns.
Questions that can be answered yes or no usually rise at the end.
So a pattern is basically kind of like a model.
Right, it's fixed. It doesn't really change.
Mm-hmm, right. So this pattern is basically questions that can be answered yes or no usually rise at the end.
And so rise is just another word for go up, right?
Mm-hmm,
go
right.
up. So, I mean, you could think about this as like the second tone in Chinese,
yes,
right?
Yes, kind of similar.
Kind of similar.
So then let's listen to some examples to illustrate or show you guys the difference.
I'm learning English. Are you learning English?
I like watching movies. Do you like watching movies?
Okay, so there you probably heard in English or movies. We did a little bit of a rise there.
Mm-hmm, go rise. Okay.
Are you learning English?
Yeah, or do you like watching movies?
So now you might notice that those two words, English and movies, when you stress those words normally, the stress is on the first part, right? The first syllable.
Yes.
English, movies.
Mm-hmm.
But in the question, it's going to be going up. It's going to rise.
Okay, so more like English?
Movies.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's a good thing to keep in mind. However, for questions with words like who, what, when, where, why, and how, these don't usually rise at the end.
Right.
So let's take a listen to these questions.
Where are you learning English?
Who are you learning English with? So if you guys compare these two questions with the two earlier ones, you'll notice that there was not much of a rise at
right,
the end.
Right. In fact, you're just stressing the question word.
Mm-hmm.
And we could make a million different questions here.
Right.
But, you know, why would we do that?
Exactly. So those five W's and that H, those are the words that we would usually stress instead.
Right.
So moving along, number two, use intonation to express your feelings.
Okay, so express, like, show, express yourself, express your feelings.
Right. So as your feelings rise in an emotional situation, your intonation rises up along with them.
Okay, so what's an emotional situation?
Probably one where you're kind of, you're either angry. Or you're kind of surprised, you're a bit caught off guard.
Crying, maybe.
Maybe crying. Usually this is not going to be a very happy situation.
Right.
So let's listen to these examples.
Where is my car?
Where has it gone? So you can notice that on car and gone, we kind of went up.
Right, exactly.
And in fact, both questions kind of, from the first word, just kind of keep
just
going
keep
up.
Just keep going up,
mm-hmm.
Right.
So you can tell that someone is feeling very emotional when you hear the question.
Exactly.
All right, last but not least, we have intonation in rhetorical questions.
Okay, this is the fun one. This is the one I like.
Yeah.
So rhetorical questions look like questions, but they're actually statements.
Okay.
And I guess people use them to make a point or maybe draw attention to something negative.
Exactly. So if you ask a rhetorical question, you are never looking for the answer to your question.
Right.
What you're doing is you're trying to, like we said here, draw attention to something negative or make a point.
Mm. So draw here, are we drawing, do we have our crayons?
No, we are drawing attention, so we're trying to attract attention,
okay.
Bring the focus to something.
Okay, so let's take a look at the same question asked in two different ways.
Do you know what time it is?
Okay, so that's the regular question with the rising intonation.
Do you know what time it is?
Now that's the rhetorical question, mm-hmm. No rise. And I mean, you could even, like, I'm thinking about the wife.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of emotion in there.
There's a lot of emotion, but it's not really, you know, rising in that same way.
Yeah.
The first question is just asking for the time.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Pretty simple. In the second situation, however, the listener is probably late.
Yeah. Which is why the speaker is drawing attention to that situation.
Do you know what time it is? Do you have any idea what time it is?
Yeah. You make a great housewife.
Thank you. That's the best compliment I've ever heard.
All right. So, Adam, could you give another housewife example?
I sure can. Kind of the same idea, you know, probably the husband is a little late.
Yeah.
So the normal question would be, do you know how long I've been waiting?
Okay.
All right, that's just a normal question.
Right.
And the rhetorical question, the angry housewife question, would be, do you know how long I've been waiting?
Yes,
so
definitely.
There's no rise at the end. There's definitely stress on, you know, like, do you know how long I've been waiting?
Right.
But there's no rise there.
So indeed, rhetorical questions are basically statements.
Mm.
So that's about it for this lesson on intonation in questions. We hope you guys have learned a bit. Maybe you can practice on your own as well.
Right, exactly. This has been really fun to make.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a housewife, but, you know,
aspiring.
I'm an aspiring housewife. One can dream. One can dream. As always, guys, please leave your questions and comments. We do love them indeed.
We read every one.
We do.
All right, we will see you guys next time.
All right, bye-bye.
I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.